the technological link was not of Orwell's choosing or even his providence, really. It was the technology that was being used in surveillance. So it started off with the simplistic surveillance that permeates our society, i.e. CCTV cameras. And I was momentarily fundamentalized when I got to see a control room. And the technology that was available back in the early 2000s that could ID people, and whether it was an internal database or something else, I wasn't informed, but I saw huge implications for our civil liberties, as in the erosion of them. And that's what got me thinking about where else is this happening? Who might be tracking us, for corporate or other nefarious needs, or just now we know that the data is used to see who's voting what, and you can very easily polarise, and all of this stuff's kind of been proven by academics, who I tend to trust more than most mainstream places if I read enough papers that are on the same channel. So for me, it was the technology around CCTV and surveillance. Of course, now you've got the data scraping that's happening across everything, and we've now seen the latest advancement in technology, whether it's an advancement for humanity, it certainly isn't for the environment, but with massive machine models and the amount of power that's just needed to compute one search, apparently equivalent to half a charge of a smartphone, just one request from, you know, a ChatGPT type bot. So there's all kinds of stuff, I would say, wrong with how fast we are moving for no humanitarian gain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because there's no debate about this. What's your interest in technology? You work in technology, but is there a link between what George Orwell was doing and this?
I think so. I think it's certainly a potential fixed point in time that we could say is the start of us thinking about it. Probably wasn't. He probably picked it up from somebody else as an idea and a concept. It's passed through times. You're right, I do work in it, but we met as kind of kindred spirits, and that's what landed me here. I know very little about Orwell, really. But what I have enjoyed is these discussions on a yearly basis, meeting fantastic and interesting characters and people who are just not that would fall in my normal remit. I'm terrified about what's coming. And it's what I was talking about as a child, as science fantasy, and people now just go, oh, no, it's just science fiction. That's coming. It's not here yet. And I'm going, no, it's absolutely here. Already, with no law, no structure, no discussion. And for me, on a day-to-day basis, I'm just taking people slowly through an education piece of empowering them to understand technology a little bit more. And it just takes a couple of cogs, and suddenly they go, I'm really scared about what's going on. And I stand there and they go, good. That's really important that you are. Go and sleep. Don't lose sleepless nights about it. But I want you to be questioning. I want you to be worried about letting devices into your house, tracking all these things, not being ambivalent to, oh, well, they're just, you know, who wants to know about me and my habits? It's fine. It's not about you. It's about all of us and those patterns.
So much of our life now exists in these spaces. It used to be, oh, what about in the real world? What about in the real world? And I would argue this is the real world. Your phone is just a window to how you operate in the real world. You give more information to these places than you do across a table in a cafe. So this is the real world. It's right to be a little bit concerned. You only have to go and look at what the inventor of the World Wide Web thinks about what we've created. You want to go and see what Tim Berners-Lee has written about how if we don't fix this now, there will be no safe spaces for our identity, our personal data, our secrets. If humans cannot have private or secret conversations, that's a huge hole in the humanity that we've had for pretty much ever up until the last 50 years.
Well, I'm starting to think about IT biting people, being quite vicious. Like, just think about Birmingham, for example. We've got a major city, hundreds of thousands of people, some, probably a million or more people in Birmingham. They've just had some sort of IT problem where they keep piling money into an IT system that's not working. The city is bankrupt. It's just bankrupt now. There's also, of course, the famous post office scandal with Fujitsu, which is just predating on the country. So I think maybe there is a bit more awareness with stories like this that there's something. Is there, I suppose, finally, like to ask you, do you think there's any possibility of getting our heads around this and fixing it before it devours us?
An interesting question, because I think if we weren't here discussing these things and talking about alternatives, which we have chosen to experiment with, for example, encrypted mesh networking and alternative places and spaces to get our education, places like EMF camp, where there are kind of, let's say, alternative tribes of not tech utopians, but people who are able to see behind the code, inside the code, around the code. Some of these people have defected from places where the code was being made in one regard. So I think the conversations that are happening give me some kind of hope. It's getting harder and harder to turn everything off and just decide to not partake because of the integration. And we need to consider who is going to be building, in inverted air commas, smart cities, and how smart they're going to be if they're not in the human's interest to actually live there, because they're not the key people who are going to benefit from its creation.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that all of this advancing technology, a mindset change that people can do on a day-to-day basis, is... I'm involved in a lot of conversations around AI in the workplace, and people scaremongering and worried about jobs and all these kind of things. It's not there yet, but we can see a trajectory towards that. So at the moment, use technology to augment you, to make you better. Don't use it to replace that you don't want to do. You know what I mean? Just use it to go, I want my health to be better. Monitor my health. I want life to be better around me. Turn the flipping thing off and engage with people. I want to be better at work. I want that job. Well, use it to make what you do better. Don't use it to supplement stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah, we need to. These tools are pretty powerful, and the access to information is phenomenal. And I'd be very hard pressed to take a step back from that. But whose interest is that online interaction really in? Who's getting the most benefit out of it? Yes, I'm going to give you my heart rate, but you make me the best, healthiest person I can. Yeah. And there'll only be a certain select few people that I will trust with my heart rate. But who knows where it's being sold? We're aware that we're being robbed. We're just getting a bit of benefit out of it.
I'd change the word robbed to raped.
Oof.
Genuinely, and I think it's that kind of shock value that's important when we're having these conversations. Yeah. We're not being robbed. We are being raped and pillaged at a digital level with no... It's like we're stuck as back in the dark ages, and a technological race has come down and is just sitting back and observing and allowing us to just destroy ourselves. It feels like that. I hope it doesn't turn into that. I'm ever optimistic, but yeah, definitely pillaged of data.